So, I have routinely talked about the fact that we live in an orderly world, that we see and crave and desire order. And I don't know if it's because we were created this way, or if because we're in a world that is very orderly. Human beings strive and seek patterns. We look for patterns. We know that the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening, and we call that a day. It's a pattern. It recurs again and again and again. We know that the earth rotates around the sun and that we get seasons. And there are patterns. We go around and around and around. And we recognize and we order our lives by them. And with the advent of the digital age, looking at patterns has become a lot easier. We're able to do it much quicker. And now we strive to see how many patterns we can get on the barest amount of information. We know that in airports and such now, they have facial recognition software, right? So when I identify folks by their faces. Now the question is, well, how much do we need? Do we need to get the whole face? Do we need to get half a face? Can we tell it if we just catch a partial glimpse of the face? Patterns. We know we identify folks through the patterns of our fingerprints. I can identify folks through the patterns in our retinas. Companies are starting to watch the patterns of our web browsing. Google has it set up. They know what your emails are about, so they put the right ads along the sides of the screen. I was stunned when I read one email about, I can't even remember what it was. Let's just say it was crayons. And I got crayon ads along the side of the, it was in one email. I didn't look at it. Our credit cards use the patterns to protect us, to identify us. If they see a purchase that seems out of the pattern of your normal stuff, they'll call you. Is that you? As thieves get more and more sophisticated, so do the credit card companies. Security is all about information, and really it's about our identities and our patterns that we use. How we identify ourselves. It's all about patterns. I've told a story before about when I was an internship and working with the Sudanese refugees. And the way our Western eyes have gotten accustomed to Western faces, the faces from Sudan, a lot of folks had a hard time remembering who the people were because their faces have different cues. There's just different shape and general features there that our eyes don't pick up. A lot of folks had a real difficult time remembering if they were talking to John Deng or to Mark. I mean, these were sometimes very difficult. Our patterns, our faces, our eyes and our brains want to find patterns that are there. And so, we're not always keen in picking up on them. We're pretty good at it, right? But Cleopas and his companion were walking along the road, and they come along to Jesus. They don't recognize him. And instead, they have a conversation with him. Now, here's the interesting thing, right? Jesus evokes the conversation from them about, well, what's going on? What's happening? Right? Now he knows, but he gets them to talk about it. He opens it up. They talk about it. Do you not know? Are you the only one in Jerusalem who doesn't get this? Jesus, tell the story of dying, and then he's not there now. He set him up, okay? He sets them up and he says, how foolish Don't you know that that's what's supposed to happen to the Messiah? That's what the prophets told us. And then it says, while they're walking along, he opens the scriptures to them. Tells them, look, unfold this, right? And they don't recognize that pattern. They don't see Jesus there. It wasn't exclusively something about Jesus. The pattern that they finally recognize, the pattern that they see, is Jesus at the table, where he takes the bread, he blesses, he breaks, he gives. This is Jesus' pattern. When he feeds the multitudes with the fish and the loaves, he takes, he blesses, he breaks, he gives. When he's at the dinner table with his disciples on the night in which he's betrayed, he takes, he blesses, he breaks, he gives. And now, in the resurrection, there with Cleopas and his companion, he takes, he blesses, he breaks, he gives. And their eyes are opened. There is the pattern. It's not the only pattern Jesus gives us, but it's the distinct one. Jesus is made known to them in the breaking of the bread. That's what they tell the disciples when they run back. It's that pattern. Taking, blessing, breaking, giving, that marks Jesus' life. Marked his earthly life, his ministry, and it marks his resurrected life. You know, so Jesus, in a book I use for First Communion prep with young kids, A Place for You, by Daniel Erlander. He's very wise to pick up on the patterns of Jesus' life. He talks about Jesus showing God's love in many ways. He welcomes children, heals sick people, forgives sinners, told stories about God's love, taught about love, preached God's love for the poor and the hungry, was friends with people who were hated, made fun of, and not included. That all gets wrapped up in this meal, this breaking of this bread. For it includes all of those. This meal includes all of his family, washed in the waters of baptism, welcomed at this table, people of all times, all places, people young, people old, men, women, children, adults. Christ makes himself known to them in the breaking of the bread, gives himself. When he takes, blesses, breaks, and gives, it is not just the bread, but his very life that he offers for us. There was a controversy in the Reformation between Luther and the German reformers and the Swiss reformers about this very notion about Christ giving of himself, being present in this meal, making himself known to us. Luther said, no, he's here. He's here in the bread and in the wine, in, with, and under the elements. And the Swiss reformer said, no, he's human. He's at the right hand of God. He's up there. He can't be here, so he's spiritually present. But you see, the resurrection makes all of the difference. Jesus' human physicality, while it still remains, is transformed in the resurrection. It does not limit the power of the resurrection, but the resurrection opens up Jesus so that his physicality may be shared. And Luther uses the term ubiquitous. Christ is ubiquitous. He is everywhere. If he is at the right hand of God, he is where God is. So Christ, through the resurrection, is now ubiquitous to be out and about. And he still keeps that promise that where the bread is broken and the wine is poured, he is there. Not just spiritually, but truly present. That we may grasp a hold of him. That we need not guess. Is he here? Isn't he here? He's here because he promises. This is my body. We trust he does not lie to us. And then, it's not just that he makes himself known for our own edification. Oh! There he is. Good. For our own forgiveness. But Christ makes himself known in the breaking of the bread so that we're brought into that pattern. Taking, blessing, breaking, giving. Christ takes a hold of us. Christ blesses us. Speak about our breaking and giving, we share in Christ's pattern for the world. In that same Erlander book, when it talks about the friends of Jesus coming together, it talks about them showing God's love in many other ways as well. They healed the sick. They forgave sins. They welcomed outsiders and left out people. They told everyone about God's love. They taught each other to love and forgive. And Jesus is made known there as well. In our communal life, as we live together, as we worship, as we break the bread and pour the wine, Jesus nourishes us and sends us out, that we begin to fit the pattern. We share in that identity to be children of God, sent out to speak words of new life in the midst of death, to proclaim forgiveness, to practice forgiveness. Talk about the mighty deeds of God in Jesus, in the world around us, opening up the scriptures, not just as words on a page, but as lives to be lived. Because Christ is risen and continues to be with us, to come to us, that we may grasp a hold, that we may take a hold of him, that he may nourish us precisely in the bread and in the wine so that we may be focused. To proclaim he is risen. And that we may become parts of the pattern where Christ's very life is made known to others. Thanks be to God. Amen.